That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
He hit it. He hit it.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number. If you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line today, 654-7627. So many things to talk about that we really have not touched from the weekend, just things to chat about today. I'm excited to do it. Ben Milstead, how are you, my friend?
I'm still fine from yesterday. Still fine.
You were marked safe from Dabo's press conference yesterday again.
Just fine.
Re-safe.
Doggone it, I'm fine. How are you today? Start from the beginning.
You know, I woke up.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I just don't even know.
It's the delirium yeah. of the moment.
You said so many things to talk about, and then my mind said, I know things I'm not talking about today.
Oh my God. I told Faxon and John this too. I was like, you guys are the last ones that get to talk about Dabo's press conference for the first time. And I feel like the rest of us do not want to do that a second time. Like we did that yesterday.
Did not even happen.
You know, you said start from the beginning. Can yes. I just tell you, I'm not a punctual person. You would agree with that. I'm just not defined by punctuality.
Well, old labels are hard to shed. You were not a punctual person at all when you started here. You are still labeled that. However, you're rarely ever late. Late in terms of the show started, and you're not here.
That's right. It's been a long time. Knock on wood. My gosh, knock on wood. So I will say.
So to answer you, you're moderately punctual now.
Moderately punctual. And that is an
acceptable amount of punctuality.
It's an area of personal growth that punctuality is not considered a major weakness. It is now just considered not a strength. We've gone from major weakness to not a strength. But I'm not early. You know, I'm not early for stuff. I need, particularly if I need to navigate a heavy traffic situation, I need there not to be just like annoying things, just annoying levels of traffic in front of me. Okay?
So you need everything to go right in order to be punctual.
I would say, not everything necessarily, but more right than not, okay? Uh-huh. These are the things that I've seen today in traffic where I am needing more things to be right than not. And when I say not, I'm not talking about... I rolled up to a stop sign at Clemson. It's a three-way stop. I was the 10th car at 7:35 this morning. We are not around a school. We are not around an open business. I am the 10th car at the stop sign. Not a three-way stop. Road going both ways intersection with one stop sign.
Okay.
Every single, and I couldn't even be mad because I got to turn left too. Every single other car in that line was turning left. That is an outrageous expectation that there would be fewer than 10 cars at the one stop sign, not around a school or business that's open at 7:30 in the morning. That is not an unreasonable expectation. I had a dentist appointment in Anderson today. My dentist is like downtown Anderson, like near the hospital, mm-hmm. Okay? You know the number of red lights you have to go through. I think I made it through two of them.
The Clemson Boulevard in Anderson is Malden Road of the West. It is.
What a disaster. It's just, I was like.
It's underestimated.
God, you got to be kidding me. Just every single light, I was like, I've stopped at every light. And then I was trying to come here. I'm trying to, like, I had some stuff to do in Greenville this morning, and I'm trying to go to Greenville and then come here. On my exit ramp, there is a heavy load 18-wheeler blocking the exit ramp, and apparently no one knows how to do, like, plan Bs. Nobody knows, like, how to go to Waze and be like, Waze, this ain't working. Give me a plan B. Because we're just stacked up people just waiting on an untenable situation where a police officer had to get involved to move this vehicle. I'm like, I can't get around because I can't drive on the left side of the road, but I also can't go on the exit lane. So I just had to sit there and wait on the other people in front of me to get the idea that maybe this is going to take more than 45 seconds.
So you have been from Clemson to Anderson to Greenville to Easley today?
I have.
You're lucky to be alive, my friend. We're happy to have you. You have navigated the landmine field successfully. So, you deserve a little road rage.
Well, thank you.
Not the 3-7 kind.
Okay.
Although it is there also.
I can't wait to listen to that. How are you? Enough about me and my morning. How are you from the beginning?
As Texter said, I'm fine, and if I'm not, I'll be fine somewhere else. That's well done, Texter. That's well done. No, I'm fine. You know, I was telling you right before we came on the air, we were talking about our road rage incident. People well documented how I feel about traffic. And I'm not joking when I say this. I truly am trying to work on it. I am. And my stinking pastor just had to mention that in church. And you know what happens when you feel convicted about something. It gets worse every freaking day. So it's true. He's like, I will test you, dadgummit. So every day on my trip, I come down 178 from Anderson to Liberty, and then the little 123 stretch into Easley, and that 178 is really hit or miss. I leave at the same time every morning, and some days it is just smooth sailing, and some days, like every day this week, it is the guy driving 39 in a 50. And how do I know that? Because that's what my car told me I was going the whole way here.
Oh,
and
man.
I really mean this. And then we're done with traffic. If I am the car going, if I look in my rearview mirror and I see more than maybe three cars behind me, never mind the 15 to 20 that were behind said driver this morning, I would pull over. I will pull off the road. I've pulled my, pulling the camper to North Georgia before. I got to go a little bit slower than other people on the two-lane road. I have pulled off before just to let three or four people go. I refuse to do that. And I can't imagine being that guy who looks in your rearview mirror and sees headlights as far as he can see because of how slow he's going.
The thing that I would say in that situation is the least you could do is go, hey, let me just double check the speed limit to make sure I haven't missed one. Because there are lots of people, to your point, there are lots of people attempting to go faster than I am. I would say that's the least you could do is reconsider your speed relative to what the speed limit actually is.
Yeah, and again, you don't have to drive as fast. If you don't want to drive over the speed limit, I'm not mad at you. You don't have to.
Oh, I'm mad at you.
If I'm telling the truth.
I got places to go.
But, 39 and a 50 is, and then it goes to, and it's always the guy that then the speed limit drops to 45 and you decide to go 50 in that. And then when it jumps back up to 55, you slow down to 42. It's like, just pick a spot, man.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, I'm glad it's Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, middle of the week, turn the page day. And man, it's a big page to turn, but I am ready to flip it on over to chapter 4.
Oh, me too. Me too. There's a lot of, can I just say this? I have been on Twitter an ungodly amount just because, and not even Clemson people, there are a lot of really angry and really frustrated and really depressed fan bases out there, like more than I probably realized. And I can't wait for all of us to commiserate together on that.
Texture said, if you go to pass them, they all of a sudden turn into Mario Andretti. That is exactly you are 100% right. Now, you want to tick me off, do that. That's worse than going slow.
Yes.
If I legally pass you and you decide to speed up, oh, not good.
Rarer.
Also not legal.
Also not legal. That's correct. Rarer than Ben Milstead going south of the speed limit, a first segment phone call. Our friend Ed is going to check in with us. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to join him there. What's up, Ed?
You know, guys, thanks for bringing up all that traffic. I miss the days of COVID when everybody was locked down and we all drove 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, every road was the Autobahn in 2020.
That's
true.
You're going 90. There's nobody in sight. It was great. Listen. I wanted to talk Clemson people off the ledge. This team is still going to play for the ACC championship. That's our route to the playoff. Get there, see what happens. Second, I started pulling for Clemson in 1975 when I was 9 years old. We went 2-9 that year with a 2-point victory over North Carolina and a 1-point victory over Wake Forest. We got beat by Alabama 56-0. We got beat at home by State 45-7. We got beat by the Chickens 56-20 down there in Columbia. So everybody just step off the ledge. We're going to be fine. That's all I got, guys.
Ed, Ed hung up. Can Ed throw me a bone? The Reds need to score today, Ed. Stop shutting us out, Ed. Your team's going nowhere. There's no point in even showing up today. Just give us a forfeit.
You really need to win some games.
Holy
Lord. Reds, a.k.a. your Reds, really need to win some games.
I haven't said this publicly, but it's coming down the stretch here, and I'm getting nervous about my investment. Mm-hmm. I need to say this. I was in a legal gambling state in March. And I did put $50 on Cincinnati over 79.5 wins.
Oh, my.
And I thought for sure, you know, this is like an 83 to 85 win team. They're not going under 500.
Where are you now? 75 wins.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to get real nervous about that number. I got to get to 80 wins. I've got 4 against the Cubs and 3 in Milwaukee left. I got to get to 80 wins. This is not okay. Ellie De La Cruz looks like William Quackenbush swinging a bat. I'm going to need his hip to get touched by a healer. Benny Hinn, go visit Ellie De La Cruz. I need that hip to be okay. All right? Ed, I need you to lay down today. I need the Cardinals to lay down day after night. You won. You made your point yesterday. You're going nowhere.
Did you pay your $29.99 for the prayer cloth from Benny Hinn?
I will gladly.
Because if you didn't, you haven't done your part.
I'll buy 2 for both hips. Stay with us. Will he throw in the second one for $19.99? Can I get 2 for $50?
Free shipping.
My God. Would have been a better use of $50 than trying to act like the Reds are going to finish 500. Stay with us. We're going to talk the landscape of college football and our pick 'em contest at the station when we return right after this.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Continues Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. My favorite text so far is from Mr. Anna Finner that says, Quack, a man defined by mostly punctuation and rarely punctuality. That's a pretty good epitaph right there. When I die, defined by punctuation, not punctuality. Throw that one on the tombstone.
Wow.
That's nice. That was dark. There's no good way to pivot from that to Phoenix Center. Just young people, make good decisions. Phoenix Center, it has everything you need. Look, as parents, it's hard to talk to kids about drugs, alcohol, vaping. As people are in the lives of young people, it's also difficult. Especially now, like attention spans are short, and even adults, so you got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things to talk to your kids about. But so we're all on the same page. The Phoenix Center has resources for you, pamphlets and one sheets and different tools of the trade that you can use to be able to weave those themes into normal conversation so that it's not awkward or standoffish when you are talking to your young people about abstaining from drugs, alcohol, and vaping. This is very important work in our community. Go to phoenixcenter.org, check under resources. You know, I know a lot of folks want to talk about Davis Winnie's press conference. I actually, after our show yesterday, I mean, not today. We're not talking about that today. The reason I brought that up is because I went and watched several other coaches' press conferences yesterday. Because I saw some individual clips on Twitter that were spreading around all over the place. One of those coaches was Shane Beamer that was getting a little play for some things that he said about quarterbacks and the things that he said about coordinators. Here was his answer to a question about, was he happy about the coordinators?
Last year after Old Dominion, people were ready to fire the offensive coordinator. I got phone calls and text messages about it. When we scored 3 points against Ole Miss, people were ready to fire the offensive coordinator. The year before, when we gave up 40-some points and blew a fourth-quarter lead to Florida, people were ready to run Clayton White out of town. Last year, when we went to Oklahoma, people were disgruntled with the offense. It was kind of masked by us scoring 3 touchdowns on defense, but we didn't play great on offense that day. We went to Clemson and we scored, 17 points or whatever. But my point being, like, every week, that's just what you sign up for. When you don't play well and you don't perform well, the head coach gets the blame, and then the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator get the blame. And as the head coach, it's my job to, take a step back and make sure we're coaching it the right way, calling the right things. That's in all three phases, doing what our players can do, and then make decisions. Last year after Old Dominion.
So this is a wheelhouse show where we love to talk about things in our wheelhouse, and it is with great pleasure that I yield the remainder of my time to the gentleman from Anderson.
The good coach is so right in what he said, Shane Beamer. Why, South Carolina fans, why do you always go after the coordinator? A tale as old as time. Something goes wrong, fire the coordinator. And I'm dead serious about that. And you've heard me mention that on this show many times over the years. I mean, you are just a couple of games into this thing. And, man, Mike Shula, he's just not getting it done. Well, I had my questions about Mike Shula before you hired him, but my gosh, you don't throw in the towel at this point. That's firing the coordinator is not always the answer. Sometimes you have injuries. Sometimes good teams have a bad day and lose. And I think that's sort of where you find yourself right now. I mean, the biggest pump the brakes I can imagine needs to be applied in Columbia right now. Because exactly what Shane Beamer just said, that is the go-to in Columbia.
Ben, I think you're right. I do think it is worth pointing out that South Carolina is currently dead friggin' last in the SEC in yards per play at 5.19. Interestingly enough, let me just go. Who seems like they would have the 4 worst offenses in the SEC? Just off the top of the dome, just like not even thinking about, like, who did we talk about, like, oh man, this team not even gonna score 7 points?
Mississippi State always comes to mind when we're talking about bad teams, but they actually have, their offense has been getting better and better.
They're 8th.
I did sort of expect South Carolina to be towards the bottom.
To struggle?
Maybe not last. I thought Missouri, I wasn't sure about Missouri's offense this year.
They're 2nd.
I know.
They're very good. Yeah, I mea culpa on that one.
We certainly questioned Alabama's offense.
We did. They are 6th.
Yeah.
Kentucky?
Kentucky, absolutely.
Kentucky's 12. Here are the 4 offenses below Kentucky. Mind-boggling array of teams. Florida. This is yards per play. Florida. DJ Lagway's Florida. Lagway's played every snap. Texas. Arch, every snap. LSU, South Carolina.
Are you kidding me?
There are 4 Heisman contender quarterbacks leading the 4 worst offenses in the SEC through 3 weeks.
That's the most shocking stat you've given in a long time.
Wild! Kentucky is averaging more yards per play than Lagway, Manning, Nussmeier, and Sellers.
That is crazy.
Freaking Zach Calzada.
Now, who's the? Give me the top four.
The best offense by the widest margin, by a full yard. I'm not kidding. 1 yard per play over second place is Robert Bob Bobby Boblett Petrino from Arkansas. Bob Petrino's offense at Arkansas is secretariat in the SEC. They are averaging 8.3 yards per play, and Missouri is averaging 7.3, and Ole Miss is averaging 7.3. Listen, Arkansas, you might say, well, I mean, you look at schedules and whatever. I mean, Arkansas threw 630 on Arkansas State. And they threw 526 on Ole Miss.
Now, you're talking about average yards per play. Is that,
yes.
Is that the stat? Yes.
Yeah, average yards per play.
So for the and it is true. Texas said put it in context. Sellers missed three quarters, but that wouldn't change his average. We're not talking about total yardage.
How many yards? I had some stats from pre-Sellers injury and post-Sellers injury. You know what? I'm not even going to do that because Sellers played nine quarters. So like. You can't tell me the Sellers missed a quarter of the year and that's responsible for 100%. You can't do that. In the first quarter of the Vanderbilt game, this is not a predictor of what's going to happen in the other quarters. South Carolina had 118 yards. In the final three quarters of the game, they had 210 yards. So a little worse, mm-hmm. They also weren't just going three and out, though. I mean, they still moved it okay with... Also, by the way, 75 of those were on the first series. They weren't moving the ball before Sellers went out in the couple series there.
And we know you don't make sweeping conclusions three games in because of that stat, obviously. I mean, not every schedule is created equal. I mean, Arkansas played Alabama A&M, Arkansas State, and then, I mean, they did score 35 points at Ole Miss. That's somewhat impressive, I guess. But, you know, that will not be the bottom four at the end of the year.
No, it shouldn't.
In fact, I'll say those bottom – I don't know that any of those teams will be in the bottom four, including South Carolina. I don't think any of those teams will be in the bottom four at the end of the year.
I want to know Sellers' injury. Like, I mean, I know what it is, but – I've watched that play multiple times, Ben, and I don't even think it's targeting. Like, I don't even think they were right to call it targeting. He barely got grazed.
Yeah, concussions are weird, though.
Like that.
I mean, they really. You see somebody just get. You feel like they might not even wake up, and they'll pop right up off the field. And they'll be fine, and others, you know, a glancing blow concusses you. I mean, really, that's yeah. The truth. But you're right. I mean, on watching that in real time, like, why is Sellers not getting up? Like, what happened?
South Carolina right now, would you agree that regardless how you feel about Nerd Alert Bill Conley, that in these types of discussions, an attempt to neutralize the effect of schedule is important? Because raw, especially early in the season, because like South Carolina's played two P4 opponents and one conference game, and a lot of teams hadn't started their conference schedule yet and may not have played a P4 opponent yet. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. South Carolina, though, is ranked 71st in offensive SP Plus this week. I think if you're being honest with yourself, again, that is with the desire to neutralize the effect of schedule. This is like how you've done against the teams you played, not raw data, like we just told you. I do think South Carolina fans are okay being concerned about this offense, but I don't think, to your point, that it's fair to just go new play caller, because who are the proven playmakers? It's almost the opposite problem of Clemson. You were like, well, South Carolina's going to be good on offense. Why? Well, Sellers. Is there a comma in that sentence? I mean, I don't know South. It was very important that Rasul Faison get cleared to play. It's very important that Mazio Bennett improve. It's very important that Jared Cook improve. And it is important that the quarterback continue to improve. But, like, when you would talk to South Carolina fans, and we had the callers on here, we had people talking about it, the number one reason people were excited is, like, well, Mike Shula coached Cam Newton 10 years ago. Was there another argument that I missed there? And if that's true, well, you got to give him more than 3 games to get that right. Now, I will say this. I know we're up against a break here, but Ben, you may disagree with me on this. I think one of the things that we can reasonably sometimes blanket statement assume with offensive coordinators and quarterback coaches is I think it's important how you prepare guys to play that aren't your starter, because there's no guarantee that a backup's not going to go in the game. Ben, I'm sorry. There is no reason for Luke Doty to play quarterback at South Carolina. There is not a single reason why Luke Doty... And in fact, I said, you know what? I even said this to my wife. I said, look, I'm certain that if Sellers misses next week, that one of those two young quarterbacks, that Cutter Woods or Aaron Nolan, is going to be prepared to play. Because there is such a thing... And we see this in NFL, too. There is such a thing as having a veteran backup that can just come in if the guy gets hurt in a pinch, but then you're going to prepare the young guy to get ready next week because you can invest the whole week into that guy as the number one guy. Shane Beamer stepped to the podium as another part of his press conference yesterday, and he said, if we played today, Luke would be the starter. And my mouth dropped wide open, Ben. I'm like, well, they're losing. Luke Doty's a losing quarterback. You're not winning games with Luke Doty at quarterback. I got no confidence in that guy. Zero.
It's funny you pull him up. ESPN still lists him as a wide receiver. Like, South Carolina starting a wide receiver at quarterback. Clemson starting a wide receiver at running back.
When you paid Aaron Nolan out of the... Like, I know, I understand South Carolina fans are like, well, he's raw. Well, you know what? Put him out there. Because he might beat Missouri. You might beat Missouri with raw. But you're not... I know what I'm getting with Luke Doty. Luke Doty is... Think of the most NFL backup quarterback line you could have. 9 of 16 for 81 yards and an interception. I mean, that's tough. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on this and more on some other situations that are not ideal around the country. Hour 1 continues after this. On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina.
Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper,
Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News,
and Mark Sturgis from ESPN Upstate.
Straight Up Sports is about the stories,
just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved.
Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Lennox in the Air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are The Roar.
You gotta find your people, the ones that make you feel all right, the kind you want to stay up with all night.
You know, that's just what South Carolina's problem is. They haven't found their people, Ben. They're still looking for those coordinators. They're still looking. They just want...
I would say they're getting close because, I mean, the last 70 haven't been your people, but maybe the next guy is. Who knows?
Maybe so. You know, sometimes you got to go out in the field. You know, Samuel went through all of Jesse's sons and they sent him out in the field. Sometimes you get to the end and you go, well, that's all of them. And he goes, nope, I got one more son. Maybe that's what South Carolina needs. Maybe that's what they need. That's a weird biblical analogy right there.
It kind of was.
This hour. We flushed that one down the toilet. One Tom Plummer. Call the plumber. His name is his number. One Tom Plummer. I can't believe you can't do this. What's up, oh my God. What top plumber is going to fix all the best, biggest plumbing emergencies that you could have with hot water issues, major clogs, or leaks? Man, these things are going to grind your family or your workplace to a screeching halt. One Time Plumber is going to fix it. Four locations in the state, two in the upstate. Clemson grads on and operated. These are great people who are going to go above me on. They're hiring, too. They pay really well. Call the plumber. His name is his number. That's One Tom Plumber. That's One Tom Plumber. Unbelievable. Let's go to Old School, who's up with us next. What's up, Old School?
Cork, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
I got two things. I keep having this football dream. And the dream is that Georgia actually makes it to the championship game. And who's waiting for them there? Miami and Carson Beck.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a nightmare to me, Old School.
I don't know if it's a nightmare or not, but because actually we make it to the championship game. I don't know how it ends yet. So maybe I'll go back to sleep and dream and see how it ends, okay? I'll let you know. And my other one is, what do you think about Arch Manning getting booed at home?
You know, it's a good question, Old School. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Could you imagine Miami and Georgia in a championship game, by the way?
Well, the one saving grace there for Georgia is that game would be played in January, and which is after November most of the time, and we know how. Or after October, rather. Carson Beck plays for Miami, so we know how Miami does post-October.
Let's see what they do north of the Mason-Dixon line in November.
Maybe
twice.
This is their year, though.
Maybe so. They look really good.
College game day in Miami this week.
Why are they doing that?
Miami and Florida. Well, they're hoping they have a special. They're going to fire Billy Napier.
They're going to do a memorial service for his career?
Yeah.
I mean,
ACC Network is there. Huddle is there.
Oh, no.
College game day.
I mean, I guess. ACC Huddle should be there.
Napier is looking at it, oh, gosh, no. Wonder what they're going to talk about.
All right, before I get to that.
Lagway throws five interceptions last week. High-paid quarterback, you know, highly touted. The Napier storylines. Oh, that's not going to be good for the Florida Gators.
Well, it gets worse because I saw today the running backs coach for Florida suspended three games because he slapped an LSU player before the game on Saturday, sparking a large skirmish where flags were thrown, but then the refs were like, we didn't really mean it. We didn't throw any flags. Three-game suspension for your running backs, coach.
Yeah, Texas said they should have gone to Illinois, Indiana. Think about what you just said. I'm going to allow you to retract that. We all make mistakes. Illinois, Indiana, or Florida, Miami. Okay.
DJ Lagway, by the way, dead last in the SEC in yards per attempt, 5 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Unbelievable. To the booing of Arch, I don't have a problem with it, personally.
I don't anymore. No, I
nope.
don't.
I don't. You're making a lot of money. You made business decisions. It's time to go earn it. And let me just say, they were not booing a, you know, sometimes at like blue blood programs or like, you know, rich programs, you get, you know, you can have, sometimes like in the world, we have like luxury beliefs. I kind of like that phrase. You have a luxury belief, like something that you're allowed to believe because you don't have real problems. Sometimes schools like that, I mean, Clemson is one that like you can have a luxury booze where like it's not that bad, but it's worse than you expected. What they saw from Arch Manning on Saturday went well beyond luxury booze. He was 11 of 25 for 114 yards against UTEP. Let me just tell you who UTEP is, okay? UTEP, defensively, not a horrible team. They did give up more points to Utah State than they did to Texas. They gave up 17 points to UT Martin the week before. The pass defense for UTEP, they are averaging for the season allowing, let's see, opponent passer rating of 130.1. 642 yards passing, three touchdowns, one interception. The only interception coming courtesy of Arch Manning. I'm okay with it at this juncture. I'm all right with it. Now, he played better against San Jose State. You could say the weather was an issue there. Like, that may have been a factor. I'm okay with the booing. I am. I'm okay with it. It sort of goes to the point that, like, there are lots of fan... I said there are lots of grumpy fan bases. Even 3-0 fan bases are grumpy because they feel like they were misled or lied to about the nature of their offenses and or their quarterbacks. Florida's fan base is grumpy for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is DJ Lagway is healthy. Why does it look like this? Why is he throwing five picks against LSU? Why is our defense holding LSU to 20 and not really even being competitive? Like, you never thought for a moment that Florida's going to win that game. Second half, I watched a lot of that game. I never thought for a moment in the second half that Florida was going to win the game. And it shouldn't be like that with a talent like DJ Lagway, a quarterback. That's just silly. Arch Manning, Texas, same thing. You could throw Cade into that category. What are we seeing relative to what we're getting? Doesn't make any sense. LSU with Garrett Nussmeier. Brian Kelly rips the report. Then he apologized. I did see that yesterday. He apologized to the reporter and said, you know what, heat of the moment. Probably shouldn't have jumped down your throat like that. But I understand his frustration because people were mad at him for not winning games. I will say this about Brian Kelly. People are mad at him for not winning games, and then they win the game, and they're like, wow, you didn't win it like we thought, so we're going to ask you about that first. And if I were in Brian Kelly's shoes, I probably would have been frustrated by that question. But he did. He came back and apologized. But there are lots of places like that where you're just not getting quarterback play that you were promised. You're not getting the quarterback play that you expected. Let's go to Billy in Myrtle Beach, who's up with us next. What's up, Billy?
Hey, not too much, guys. Good show as always. Hey, Quack, I was calling about Clemson football, but I got to make two quick comments. Corn Blute did it again, didn't he? You know, I just laughed. I thought about you when they all would go and ask Dabo the questions or Coach Sweeney's questions. I'm like, guarantee you it's not going to be anything about units, injury report. It's going to be something like, you know, criticism or something. But he, like you said, Clark, now I'm starting to, you convince me that he is, because he does South Carolina that, like that as well. He'll just ask him some questions, trying to, you know, jerk their chains some. But, yeah, he kind of got Coach Sweeney fired up yesterday. I actually liked the little rant. But
you know, the long answer was actually a question about Richmond Weaver that was really pretty innocuous. Like, it was not even a – it was not even a jabby question, and what he ended up saying had nothing to do. I can't even remember what Richmond asked, but I did remember thinking, how did we get here? And it was a question that was pretty broad in general and had absolutely nothing to do with where Dabo took it. The one thing that Cornblut asked yesterday was he was trying to ask the Dre Quinn question, where Dre Quinn, who's a Clemson commit, apparently was on campus at Tennessee on last weekend, and that's why Dabo shut that down. Well, he can't talk about recruits anyway because they're committed, so he's not going to talk about recruiting at the podium. But that Hornblue's trying to ask the, you know, can a committed guy take visits? Why was Dre Quinn at Tennessee? That kind of thing yesterday.
Yeah, he loves it. I'm going to message him later on. And he just, man, Corn, I don't know, man. I still think he's a little game cocky. You have to convince. I still think he's more leans toward the chickens. I don't know why, but but anyway, and yeah, that Dre Quinn, he was supposed to be kind of a deal to try to get Bryce Perry right there as well, and we all know how that went, but I'm not going to digress on that. And y'all were talking about Randall and Doty. It's amazing Luke Doty and Myrtle Beach High School played with Adam Randall and then had J.J. Jones. I mean, they had an absolute stacked team because I remember I watched Adam run out of the Wildcat a lot with Luke Doty. But that team was stacked. Hey, guys, I know you're not far from the break. General perception, I actually called you. I thought Clemson, because I've seen it so many times, and, I mean, it's Georgia Tech. I thought Clemson, I kind of picked them 30-21. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, of course. I think the overall, and just hypothetically looking at this whole season, just a general view, the teams they play, especially if they get Antonio, you know, when they get Antonio back, Tristan Lee, absolutely Khalil Barnes, and Elijah back, because Elijah's so versatile. There's a lot of wins on this schedule, But unfortunately, it's not going to move the meter. You know, when you start reeling off Syracuse, North Carolina, Boston College, I'm just reeling off some, you know, some bad teams. I think Florida State needs to win, and Clemson heat up, and maybe a top three or top four Florida State team coming in the Death Valley. I'm just trying to look at it, try to be optimistic. Anyway, I'll take your comments if you got any, guys. Good show as always.
Thanks very much, Billy. Appreciate the phone call. I think Clemson just needs to beat whoever's next. I think that's the focus right now. Before we take our next break, let me tell you about our friends at Buff City Soap. I told you, my house smells great thanks to Buff City Soap. They have all kinds of great stuff for you, all kinds of great new scents. They have online only today. They have a Fall Frenzy Flash Sale. If you spend $65, you save $5. If you spend $75, you save $10. If you spend $100, you save $15. That is a great bargain for what you're getting with the foaming hand soap and the body wash and the dish soap and the multi-surface cleaner and the bar soap and the laundry soap. They have pumpkin spice scented laundry soap now. Can you imagine what a fall it could be in your home?
It would make me hungry when I wash my clothes.
Yes, sir. Body lotion. Candles. They got so many ways to help you at Buff City Soap. We're going to be at Buff City Soap a couple times in October.
We are.
Can't wait for that. Go by and see them. Right there in Clemson, Greenville, or online, BuffCitySoap.com. Hour 2 is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
The show continues after this quick time.